times that you rain on my parade. And all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Hi, good evening. Ingrid, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What can I do to make your night a little more special?
I was thinking about my friend Maggie. We've been friends for 38 years.
Awesome.
And she's been going through some hard times.
So you've been friends for 38 years?
Yes.
We've known each other since childhood.
Well, we met at a church youth camp. She was my camp counselor, and 38 years ago. And she was my maid of honor when I got married. And she's just always been there for me.
Okay, so tell me, what's the one secret that only Maggie knows about you?
If I tell you, then everybody else will know,
I'll
too.
Honey, I'll keep it between us, Ingrid. Really, I will.
On my wedding day, I begged her to turn around the car around and take me home. I didn't think I was going to go through with my wedding.
Are you still married?
I'm a widow.
How long were you married?
I was married for 10 years before my husband passed away.
And was it a good marriage?
It was a wonderful marriage.
Okay, so it's a good thing she didn't listen.
That's right.
Because I wish that one of my girlfriends had turned the car around and taken me home with my last little debacle. In fact, one of my girlfriends confessed to me. She said, oh, I so wanted to just get you out of there that day. I just knew this was a bad idea. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me then?
Yeah.
No, okay, so marriage. I'll just keep that between us and maybe one or two other people. All right, Ingrid?
Okay.
I'm so good at prying into people's business. Okay, I will find a forever friendship song to let her know you are standing there for her and you'll see her through this.
Thank you very much.
Yesterday, I've gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. To be young, you tell me time has not changed me. That's fine, I've had a good run. I know I used to be crazy. That's cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out, it's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never met and ones that got away. Lift my to be crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. That's good. To be young.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is one of the most painful I have ever read in my life. It says, Dear Delilah, I am broken. 4 years ago, when I turned 18, a man who I foolishly believed was a friend took advantage of me in the worst way. He attacked me in the worst way. He made me hate myself, hate my body, and he made me doubt the existence of God. I have never told anyone. I ran away foolishly thinking I could run far enough to forget what happened. I came back home and discovered that an old friend from high school is dating the man who attacked me. Every time I see them together, I can't help but think, is he hurting other women still? Even though this girl and I have been apart for over 4 years, we're still close friends. That's why I feel this incredible guilt. Should I tell her what happened to me? Could it be that he has changed? Please give me direction, a very torn friend. Friend, I will have my words for you, as lame as they may be, coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
It's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hassle. Start hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels.
starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Hey, it's Boost Mobile here with a great deal to keep you connected and help you make the most of your tax refund. When you switch to Boost, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A15 or Moto G Stylus 5G for free. We're here to bring you the best phones on America's largest 5G networks, so you can get after it. Switching is easy. Just head to your local Boost Mobile store for a free Samsung Galaxy A15 or Moto G Stylus 5G. Requires port-in autopay and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
KCST.
You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young woman who 4 years ago when she was 18 was brutally attacked, violated, caused her to lose faith in her God, in herself. And now 4 years later, she comes back to town to discover the attacker is dating a friend of hers. And what should she do? Number one, you should stop keeping this horrible thing a secret. That secret, honey, is going to kill you. You are holding something in that you should not be hiding and covering. You need to talk to people. You need to talk to your family. You need to talk to a counselor. You probably need to talk to some officials about what happened. That's craziness to be violated so horrifically and then further violate yourself by imprisoning yourself in this wall of silence. Once you begin to talk about it, once you let that secret, that horrible secret out into the light of day, God can begin to work and begin to heal. But so long as you keep this shut into the darkness of the silence of your soul, you're not going to heal and you're not going to know what to say or do about your friend. Those are my thoughts. Step forward bravely and get honest and get the secret out of the dark and into the light.
Another day is gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? Just the other night.